I think this work brings you closer to a deeper reality. When I look at it, I don't just see a digital image. I see a window.
Today, we're not just looking at a piece of art. We're sort of standing at the edge of a different kind of reality. We're analyzing a 2025 work by the artist Cantfish, titled Terza Dimensione, Giallo Spaziale, which translates to third dimension space yellow. We're looking at a deliberate attempt to break the flatness that defines so much of modern life.
It's definitely a visual disruption, and I'm glad we're digging into it.
And I still believe firmly that this work is a necessary intervention for the modern soul.
Cantfish offers a space where you can just pause and exist in that threshold.
We feel trapped by the flatness of our routines, and this art offers a literal dimension of expansion.
It validates the whole idea of art as a daily tool for transcendence. You don't just look at it. For a moment, you live inside it. That is the more than real quality. It's a reality that's richer, deeper, more vibrant than the one we usually walk around in.
It isn't just looking at a pretty picture. It's reclaiming your own consciousness from the flat world. It's the difference between looking at a map and actually walking the trail.
Nature appears here as intimate resonance. We're part of nature. When we see that fractal structure, we recognize ourselves.
We recognize the math that builds us.
We are nature.
We recognize the life that flows through us. And this is why I insist on the well-being aspect. In a world of artificiality, Cantfish uses digital tools, the most modern things available, to reveal a profound organic truth. He uses the digital image to reveal the real, our inner dimension. It's a paradox, sure, but it's a healing one.
It is a paradox, I'll grant you that. But I maintain that active waiting is the key. It's a disciplined state. It's not just zoning out into a yellow field. It is zoning in on the structure of reality. I see a highly rigorous conversation with art history. Yes, Cantfish is using high-end digital craftsmanship, photography, but he's fundamentally in dialogue with the spatialists of the 20th century. This feels like a conceptual exercise in geometry and optics, not necessarily a therapeutic one.
I'm arguing that Terza Dimensione, Giallo Spaziale, is primarily an instrument of well-being. It's a portal. It destroys the 2D plane, not for some art history footnote, but to let the viewer escape the mundane, monolithic reality of the everyday, the screens, the noise, and access a more than real existence. It's a tool for what the source calls vivencia plena, a full life.
This work is primarily an intellectual and perceptual investigation. Its real value is in how it uses geometry, specifically fractals, and, of course, the historical nod to Lucio Fontana.
The source material says it deliberately breaks the plane. I mean, we live in an era of glass screens, phones, tablets, monitors. We're bombarded by these flat images that have no texture, no depth. Cantfish is using the fractal nature of sunflowers, that repeating, self-similar pattern, to generate a three-dimensional experience that just defies that flatness. It's an invitation. The break isn't destruction. It's the opening of a door to a more than real state.
Fontana founded the spatialism movement in the late 40s. He was famous for his cuts, where he physically slashed monochromatic canvases with a knife to show the black void behind it. Cantfish is doing something similar, but he's doing it with digital complexity. He isn't just making a window, he is constructing a fracture in our perception. It's a structural critique of the image itself.
Cantfish's break is fundamentally different. It's about vivencia plena. The fractals draw you in not to show you the emptiness behind everything, but to show you the infinite complexity of nature and, by extension, yourself. It's a metaphor for our need to go beyond the surface of daily life.
Yes, but let's look at the method of that expansion. It's mathematical. The harmonic order that the material mentions is derived from fractals. This is geometry, pure and simple. When the text says the work generates a spatiality, it's talking about a structural achievement using algorithms, using photography. The beauty here commands our attention because it follows the laws of nature's architecture, the Fibonacci sequences and sunflowers, not just because it gives you a pleasant feeling. It's a structural analysis of nature that forces the eye to work to resolve that depth. You're focusing on the equation and completely missing the result. You're stripping the humanity out of the intimate resonance the work creates. The material states very clearly that nature appears here as a mirror. The sunflower fields, that overwhelming yellow, the spatiality, They're not just math problems for the optic nerve to solve. They activate a direct relationship with our inner dimension. I mean, that is the definition of art as a tool for well-being. When you stare into that giallo spaziale, that space yellow, the landscape reflects your own interiority. It returns you to an essential order. That isn't just rigorous looking, that is healing. It's a restoration.
Active waiting implies tension, it implies alertness, it's a threshold state. Perception expands, sure, but only because the viewer is actively engaged in constructing the 3D experience from the 2D image. It's a mental workout. Reality becomes lived space only if you have the discipline to look properly.
But active waiting is exactly what mindfulness is. It isn't sleeping, it's not checking out, it is being fully present. In a world that's so monolithic, one big block of stress, Confish offers a space where you can just pause and exist in that threshold.
Let's go back to Fontana for a second, because I think that comparison actually disproves the idea that this is just about comfort or living inside a pleasant moment. Fontana's Concetto Spaziale was radical. It was aggressive. It destroyed the sanctity of the painting to say that art wasn't about the surface. It was about space. Confish is referencing that very aggression, even if his tool is digital.
Is it aggression or is it evolution?
It's an evolution of the rupture. The Fontana reference is a conceptual echo. The fracture of the plane doesn't seek the void, true. It seeks depth. But that depth is a condition of experience. It's a challenge. In the new century, we're still discovering planes of multidimensionality. Fontana used a knife, Confish uses digital craft. But the purpose is the same. Disrupt the viewer's comfortable, flat view of the world. It's a new perceptual order. That sounds like a demand for intellectual rigor, a challenge to how we process visual data, not a spa treatment for the mind.
But that ignores the emotional result of the disruption. Yes, it disrupts the flat view, but to what end? The result is an enveloping, open, potentially infinite visual experience. Why do we need that? Because our modern lives feel finite and closed. The so-called destruction of the plane is an act of liberation. It proves there's more to see, more to feel. It's a resonance. You don't resonate with a math equation. You resonate with something that touches your spirit.
You resonate with truth, and truth is often mathematical. The work is not contemplated. It is traversed. Se atraviesa. That's a very active verb. It implies movement.
Exactly. It is traversed. You walk through it. It's a journey.
And a journey requires effort. It requires navigation. That supports my point that the work is a tool for sharpening the mind. You have to navigate the fractals. You have to push your perception through the digital layers to find the depth. It's an exercise in attention. If you just passively gaze at a fractal, it's just a pattern. If you traverse it, you're analyzing the geometry of the space.
And that exercise is exactly what generates well-being. We're so distracted all the time. To be able to traverse a piece of art, to get lost in that space yellow, is to reclaim your ability to focus, to feel, to be. That is the vivencia plena.
A potential perceptive diptych. They suggest pairing this work, Terza Dimension, with another piece called Fortunately Today Forever.
A fascinating suggestion. I don't see how it complicates my view, though.
It calls Fortunately Today Forever hypnotic luminal and Terza Dimensione spatial immersive. To me, this proves that Cantfish, or at least the curation around his work, is conducting a calculated study on human perception. One piece tests your reaction to light and hypnosis. The other tests your reaction to space and immersion. It functions like an optics laboratory. It suggests the artist is experimenting with how the brain processes different stimuli, which is a scientific pursuit, not a spiritual one.
See, I interpret that pairing completely differently. If you have one work that's hypnotic and one that's immersive, you have a complete prescription for the weary mind. The hypnotic liminal calms the noise. It induces relaxation. The spatial immersive then opens the spirit. It expands the consciousness. Together, they don't just study perception, they heal it. They offer a complete environment for mental restoration. If Terza Dimensione is about expansion, then pairing it with a hypnotic piece just reinforces that these are tools for altering your state of being.
But look at the language used. Level of serious curation. This isn't about mood setting. It's about how different visual stimuli trigger different cognitive responses. The spatial immersive quality relies on that fracture we talked about. It relies on the brain trying to resolve these 3D fractals on a 2D surface. That cognitive load, that friction, is where the art lives. It is not a portal you just glide through. It's a puzzle you solve with your senses.
But the solution to that puzzle is a feeling of harmony. The observation returns a silent journey toward the essential, toward a harmonic order that is not imposed but revealed. That doesn't sound like cognitive friction to me. That sounds like release. The essential is what we lose in our daily lives. This art uses the more than real capability of digital work to give it back to us. The harmonic order isn't just geometry, it's peace.
Harmonic order is a musical and mathematical term. It implies structure. It implies that out of the visual chaos of the sunflowers, a pattern emerges that the mind recognizes as true.
And why does the mind recognize it as true?
Because
nature appears here as intimate resonance. We're part of nature. When we see that fractal structure, we recognize ourselves.
We recognize the math that builds us. Reality leaves being a surface to become lived space. That requires the viewer to be an active participant. You have to commit to the illusion to make it real.
And I'd argue that commitment is the act of faith that restores the soul. It's the willingness to look at a flat surface and choose to see a world.
Let's bring it to a close then. For me, this all comes back to a masterful continuation of 20th century spatialism. Kant Fish uses the cracking of reality not just to soothe, but to enforce a new, disciplined way of seeing. It asks us to actively wait, to pay attention, and to understand the geometry that underlies our perception. It is a rupture by expansion, both structurally and historically.
It shows how digital craft can inspire a look beyond our flat reality. It offers a more than real experience. That is, well, it's essential for our well-being. It turns the passive act of just seeing into a journey of inner discovery.
I think we can agree on one thing, though, which the source material itself suggests. The artwork succeeds because it refuses to be static.
Absolutely. It is not an object to be looked at. It is a space to be traversed. Whether you're traversing it to find peace or to analyze its structure, you have to move through it.
Right. And that movement is key. The infinite nature of the experience reminds us that reality, whether in art or life, is never truly monolithic. If you know how to look deeper.
A complex work that, it seems, demands complex ways of seeing.
Agreed.
Thank you for listening.
Art. 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 We are nature. We are eyes. We are sunflowers in the wind. Like the orange, we want to change. We want to fly. We want your radical inclusion. We want art. We are art. We know how to fly. We know how to recognize love. Art. Love. We are love. We want life. We want time. Time is our art is a trigger.